Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Russ, how, can you give us any Kyle Long stories?
Oh, jeez. I remember when he first came in, I was just like, this guy's just a freak. He's a monster. And, you know, he was always the type of guy that, would sacrifice his entire body for his teammates. And, you know, he's the guy that came in and we might have to hear from him. I just wanted to learn as much as I can from him, and you know, definitely a huge blessing to be able to play with him again.
Hronis, I was trying to ask when the ankle or foot got healed up, and if the Bears brought you in for a visit to check you out medically, or if they went out there and worked you out.
My foot, I played on it. You know, after surgery, I played 2 games on it. 7 weeks post-op exactly for the Rose Bowl game, and it's a 12-16 week recovery. And I played at 7 weeks, and you know, I felt really good during the game, and I thought I showed, you know, good explosiveness during that game as well as in the national championship game. And then at the combine, I was still rehabbing the ankle. I still wasn't quite 100%, but at pro day is when I showed. That's when I showed a lot of teams where I was healthy, being able to plant that foot and make it, you know, cut on it, going full speed. And for the Bears, I've always, it's just a dream come true. You know, if, I was always getting asked if there's one team that you want to go to. And I always tell people, I'm not saying because I don't want to jinx it. And, you know, it's my dream came true. I've always, you know, I always want to go to the Bears. I want to play for Chicago. Want to play with Kyle again. And such a great organization, such a great team. You know, truly blessed.
Just looking at the stat book, did you face Eddie Goldman in the Rose Bowl? And if so, what do you remember about that game and facing him?
I did. Very, very good player. Very explosive. Player I have a lot of respect for. He's, going into that game, I knew it was going to be a huge challenge to go up against him. And, you know, I thought, you know, both of us had a, you know, really good game on each other.
What do you identify as your strengths as you come into the league?
My strength is I have a lot of a lot of things I need to work on first and foremost. But my strengths are, I'll do anything for the team. I'm all about the team, whatever it takes to win a ball game, whatever it takes to get a first down. I'll do whatever it takes, and use my knowledge of the game. You know, I feel like I have a good amount of experience. You know, coming from Oregon. Going in and playing with Kyle. Kyle's my best friend. He's a brother to me. And, you know, our relationship is unbelievable. And it was like that, you know, at our time in Oregon. And now being able to continue that is unbelievable.
Anybody else? Hold on.
Ronis, there's a lot of talk about the offense that's run at Oregon and how unique it is. Do you think that the NFL is moving toward an offensive system that where it's a benefit that you have grown up with the Ducks?
Yeah, I mean, at Oregon, it's when you play offensive line, it just comes down to moving a guy that's lined up in front of you from point A to point B, against the wall. I think we've done that pretty well at Oregon. The reason why we been leading the Pac-12 in rushing yards and we have very talented guys at running backs and at quarterback and wide receivers that make our jobs, much easier. But our game at Oregon, our tempo, I think it will really help out, with Chicago because I was, asked to make a lot of decisions and, under a short amount of time, a matter of like 6-7 seconds. And just being able to do that, with the other four offensive linemen, just makes it so much easier. And I can't even put it into words how excited I am to continue my journey with the Bears.
Do you anticipate that they will ask you to learn a guard as well?
I anticipate playing any position they want, but I'm gonna anticipate it all. Whatever position they want me to play, I'll play. If they tell me to hop on one leg on the sideline during the entire practice, I'll do so. Whatever it takes.
Anything else, guys? If not, we'll let you go. Congrats, and we'll see you next week.